SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says substantial negotiations are going on with Iran, even as airstrikes continue across the Middle East. Trump envoy Steve Witkoff says the U.S. has given Iran a peace proposal.
We have, along with your foreign policy team, presented a 15-point action list that forms the framework for a peace deal. This has been circulated through the Pakistani government, acting as the mediator.
Iranian officials have denied that they're negotiating with the U.S. Meanwhile, gasoline prices continue to soar.
According to AAA, the national average for gasoline is just under $4 at $3.98 a gallon. Drivers in the western U.S., though, are paying even more. The average gallon for regular gas is $5.30 in Washington and $5.83 in California.
Correspondent Greg Clugston. Air travelers are experiencing the highest wait times ever under the Transportation Security Administration. At Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston, traveler James Person, who is trying to fly to Knoxville, says there's only one entity to blame.
The crowds have been really friendly. The staff's been great. The ICE guys and TSA guys have been wonderful. I just really upset with Congress for not doing their job to fund DHS so we can get rid of this mess.
President Trump says he'll sign an order instructing the Homeland Security Secretary to immediately pay Transportation Security Administration workers as Congress struggles to reach a deal. On Wall Street, another rough day with the Dow down by 469 points, the NASDAQ down by 521, with the S&P 500 declining by 114. This is SRN News. Portland, Oregon has adopted an ordinance that adds polyamory to its non-discrimination law. Polyamory refers to so-called marriages involving three or more people. Dr. Albert Moeller is president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary.
I think what you're seeing here is the deliberate destabilization of marriage itself. This is part of a bigger strategy of those on the left who want to subvert a biblical view of marriage as central to our own civilizational project.
A growing number of cities and towns are beginning to recognize polyamory. Missouri lawmakers are asking residents to repeal the so-called right to reproductive freedom that they put into the state constitution in 2024. In Nevada, a state constitutional amendment to allow abortion until 24 weeks passed in 2024, but needs voter approval a second time to take effect, and a Virginia ballot measure would guarantee the right to reproductive freedom. This is SRN News. Two successfully cases exemplify the push by parents to make online platforms more responsible for children's safety.
Just this week, two court cases, one in New Mexico, the other in Los Angeles, placed greater responsibility on online platforms for protecting children. And Brian Montgomery of Mississippi is pleased with the court's decisions. His 16-year-old son killed himself in 2022 after someone pretending to be a teen girl seduced him into cybersex on Instagram.
We've said that from the beginning that we need people that are willing to fight for our kids.
There's a growing shift in the public's perception of social media companies and their responsibilities in keeping young people safe on their platforms. And parents like Montgomery have been advocating for a bill called the Kids Online Safety Act. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.